This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 5:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And we're starting off this hour by looking at one reason, perhaps, why Malaysians have a tough time finding jobs in the private sector and what can be done to help. So for some background, this story comes from Free Malaysia Today and is based on a new study from economist Lee Hock An from ISIS Yusof Ishak. And basically it found that Bumiputras here in Malaysia are still falling behind in two areas of development, labour mobility and education. So to that, the MEF, that is the Malaysian Employers Federation, say they're not surprised. Their executive director, Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, says that this is because many graduates have a poor command of English, and this also contributes to unemployment because he says over 90% of jobs belong to the private sector. This isn't, I think, really the first time this has come up, you know, in any whenever we talk about soft skills, whenever we talk about what makes somebody employable, this issue of language comes up a lot. And English in particular, I think because companies in many cases require their employees to be able to communicate internationally in some instances. So it continues to be this question of how important a command of English is. And I think that this really goes beyond the Bumiputra community because it is a problem that is seen across the country, I think. And according to the MEF, language barriers actually pose a challenge to 90% of all graduates in their job search. So today we want to look at why this is an ongoing issue and also talk about what can be done, right? Because it seems to be happening at multiple levels. I'm just going to say, because I'm very sure that someone else will, that schools, universities, schools at different levels obviously play a crucial role in this. How often are people communicating in English? How often, never mind paper writing and things like that, but how often are people doing presentations in English? And is there honest feedback being given about the use and proficiency of English in those situations? Outside of that, there's also the question of comfort, because I think beyond being proficient, beyond being able to have a basic command of grammar and vocabulary, there's also, being able to feel confident presenting in English, conducting meetings in English, all these different facets. So that's part of what we're going to be discussing. But I would also like to know, you know, on your part, especially when you are either on the side of applying for a job or if you're in the position of offering a job, of hiring people, tell us, is proficiency in English important to you and your company? Does it affect whether or not you end up hiring somebody? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Avinash Kumar from Monroe Consulting Group for his take. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. It is just about 5:17. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're starting off our show today with a revisiting of something of a perennial question, which is how important is English when it comes to securing a job? So the Malaysian Employers Federation has suggested that one of the contributing factors to unemployment is poor command of English, particularly in the private sector, which furnishes 90% of the jobs in our country. And so that's the question that we're posing to you. If you would like to weigh in, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Do you think proficiency in English is important in securing a job, whether or not you're in the position right now of applying for said jobs or hiring in those jobs? Let us know. And in the meantime, we'll get to those responses after we speak today to Avinash Kumar from Monroe Consulting Group. Avinash, thank you so much for speaking with us. So from your observations, how essential is English proficiency when it comes to hiring in the private sector?
This actually goes back to what Tun Dr. Mahathir said, I think somewhere in the year 2014 or 15, where he mentioned that English language is crucial to progress, especially in the field of science and mathematics. English, as it is an international language, and in today's economic setting, the private sector is populated with a lot of multinational companies, and English is used as the prime medium of communications. You do see this being used in interviews, business transactions, meetings, and many other business activities within the private sector itself. And especially when it comes to hiring, often poor communications and unable to get your thought process across comes as a shortfall. So that being said, it is still very much the center of focus in today's or even in the future in the future private sector as well.
And would you say that it varies from, I don't know, job to job?
So the question was on the does it vary from job to job? So yeah, so it's a very interesting question, because when you look at from job to job, the emphasis does vary, but what is constant is the ability to be proficient is constantly assessed. That means your command of English does not only limit to the fact of the way you communicate. For example, in positions or jobs that are very much involved in a lot of engagement or that involves in a lot of communication, such as sales, executive management, the roles that have high interaction, English it has a higher emphasis. But when you look at the flip side, these days, jobs that are very much on the back end, that are other in the operations, supporting or coding, English is still emphasized, because you see this very much in the systems, the guidelines, the technology, pretty much are in English. And not only that, in fact, when you look at the resources out there to help you to do your job better, a majority of the learning materials and discussions are actually conducted in English as well.
Right. And we're actually getting some messages that indicate that other languages might be important too, such as Mandarin or even Japanese, depending on who your trading partners are, for instance. So do you think that this preference will extend to other languages, particularly here in the country, or might it in the future?
So Malaysia, being a country that is attracting diverse investments, the possibility of needing to be proficient in more than one language would be required, or in fact, even mandatory as well. Being in the recruitment line itself, at Monroe, we've actually worked with clients from countries such as Japan, China, and Germany. And one thing I do see that's very constant is the ability to speak in any of these languages that the client is coming from or that the company is originating from is seen as an added advantage. And it certainly positions the job seeker more marketable in an international setting itself. Instead of becoming a tool, it is becoming more of a boost towards being more marketable in the job market today.
Right. And, you know, it's also quite common to hear employers commenting that job seekers today have a poor command of English, especially graduates. And then they sometimes go on to say that it shows a lack of initiative. Do you think that this is a fair stance to take?
Well, in my opinion itself, when you look at our graduates, they come from different backgrounds. And end of the day, when they step into the job market, they're expected to fill a variety of vacancies and void within the job market. Now, language, it is a very important medium of form communication. That's something we discussed. But not only that, it's also a medium that is used in various other forms, which, as I mentioned, in resources, in learning, and even if you want to require to excel better. But when you look at our graduates today, when you look at our universities, pretty much every the materials and all are conducted in English. So the setting is present. Students are being constantly exposed to a lot of usage of the English language on a day-to-day basis. I believe this goes back a step backwards, where it comes from the earlier days of the students before entering into the universities. And frankly, when it comes to personal improvement, it's something, an investment. This graduates, they should see that as an investment they would want to make on themselves. So to answer that, yes, there can be things more done. However, instead of making it a global or a more wider issue, I believe this is something more personal. And it's something that the individual themselves has to reflect upon.
So what role do schools and universities play in boosting language skills?
When it comes to improving the overall English language itself, I think one of the earlier questions involved, you know, what other languages that would pick up, and are there any other languages? So I think in the future, you might see not only English being a center point, but of course the possibility of the other languages is there. So one thing that either universities or in fact even organizations can do is probably investing or focusing more on aspects of confidence building, communication skills, delivery methods, presentation, research. How do you go about of finding resources? So being more critical, those are the aspects, because I think the important here is to focus on the delivery and the content itself, because Again, I will stress this: English is a point of it's a medium of communication. It's a way how you want to deliver your thought, but it doesn't change the thought process. So this is an area where companies and universities can actually invest more if they want to see improvement.
Mm. And so, do you think organizations then also provide support to employees when it comes to language?
In terms of providing the support, I think companies are actually doing what is needed, which is providing the right setting and for the employees to converse. And of course, it's something that is happening very naturally right now. But the more important thing that organizations are always focusing on, it's the delivery aspect. Of the business. It's ensuring their employees are able to be well equipped to perform their responsibilities. And English, the language itself, like I say, it's a medium. It's a source of communication, but it doesn't influence the way how someone goes about their responsibilities or their task. So companies could support the employees to help them to build more content, which is investing them into taking up subject matter related trainings, which would help them to improve the content. And in a way, when you present or when you are in a situation where you're required to communicate, you would still be able to do a good job because the quality of information is there.
So finally then, along with improving their language or grasp of English, what else do you think job seekers could do to boost their chances at employment?
So I'm someone that actually believes in the best way to learn or to improve is actually by practicing itself. In the best way to improve one's command of English is to using it more frequently. And that being said, I think for job seekers, one of the key skills they would want to master in the current landscape, economical landscape or the job market, is networking. Trying to be as engaging as possible, either in social media platforms when you have like LinkedIn or even going out there. I do believe today there is quite a bit of limitations with COVID-19 and there's not many events going around the corner. However, still there is other platforms, as I mentioned, social media platforms, groups and all, where job seekers, potential graduates can actually exchange thoughts. And many of these mediums actually run in English as well. And even to the extent that you don't need to be, you don't have to think locally, but also at a more international platform as well. So, and this would also automatically boost their chances of employment, because you are attracting more, you're attracting more users, or you're attracting your potential employers to either view or to engage with you as well before you enroll in any other recruitment process.
Avinash, thank you so much for joining us. That was Avinash Kumar, Managing Director of Monroe Consulting Group, weighing in on the subject of English proficiency in terms of employment and how important it is when it comes to getting hired in the first place. Now, if you'd like to weigh in, how important do you think English is when it comes to the job market? You can let us know. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, where we also have a poll running at the moment. We'll be back after the news to talk about the messages that we're getting and the results of the poll. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.